You have just enjoyed another Master Key program with Apostle Brotnax. Write to Apostle Brotnax at P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. You can visit us on the web at www.apostlebrotnax.org. We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Tell your friends about us and share in the unity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
So we found out that we passed from death into what? Life. We found out that we got a new life on the inside of us, right? It's the life of Christ. Jesus came to live inside of us when we got saved. Our spiritual DNA changed forever. Turn to Titus. Now, look at verse number 3. He said, "For we ourselves also were at one time." This is before you got saved. He's giving you a look at yourself before you got saved. "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts or desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done." God's loving kindness and his grace appeared not because we did the right thing, not because of our works of righteousness, but according to his what? His mercy. He did what? He saved us. How? By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That being justified by his grace. What does justified mean? It means cleared of all guilt. It means just as if I'd never sinned. Being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, "And these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain." So don't get caught up in a bunch of foolish arguments about whether or not the Bible is for today. When somebody tell you the Bible ain't for today, you know you're talking to a fool. Because he can't do anything to change his spiritual condition. Paul said, just avoid those foolish questions. Remember that time I told you I was ministering to a lady who was a Muslim? And where did she try to take me? Into genealogies. That's what she tried to take. She tried to take me down the road of genealogy. She tried to get me in a discussion about Christ's origin and his genealogy. I said, I better get out of his genealogy. I don't know nothing about that. I can't deal with her on that plane. But we have one thing in common. I don't care what religion she is. We have one thing in common. We was all sinners. I made the issue. What did your prophet do about your sin? She said, nothing. I said, don't you know what sin does to your relationship with God? I said, don't you know sin makes you unholy and God's a holy God? Makes it so you can't fellowship with him? I said, sin separates you from God. Then she got real serious. She said, how long? 100 years? She asked me the question. How long does my sin going to separate me from God? 100 years? I said, no, ma'am. Forever. She said, oh. I said, ma'am, that's why Jesus came. So you wouldn't be separated from God forever. He came to bridge the gap. He came to take your sin, your place. And I shared the gospel with this lady. I had to argue with her about genealogies. I just need to get right down to the nitty gritty. What you gonna do about the sin you commit? Jesus became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. One of the reasons that God gave us the gift of righteousness was so that we would be able to overcome condemnation.
That's right.
Because every time you mess up, the devil gonna be condemning you. You see, condemnation comes through sin. So what Jesus did when he bore our sin, he took our condemnation. He took our condemnation when he took our sin. And then when we receive his gift of righteousness, we are free from condemnation. So don't let nothing stop you from your relationship with God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, admit it, quit it, forget it, and go on. Go on with God. And you get back in that place where you know you're supposed to be. And quit wilding around trying to get God to forgive, trying to talk him into forgiving you. No, when you confess it, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, all of it. If he cleansed you from all unrighteousness, how much is left? So I must be righteous then. Not righteous in my own self, because I know the righteousness that comes out of my flesh is like filthy rags. But the righteousness that comes from God is pure and holy. Amen. And it gives me the ability to go into the presence of God without a sense of fear, condemnation, or guilt. I can approach God on that basis. Amen. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, Ezekiel 36, 26, 27 says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Hebrews 8:10 says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. So you see, when you made Jesus the Lord of your life, God did heart surgery on you. When you got saved, you gave him permission to do something in your heart. So you're a new person now. You're not the person you used to be. Quit letting the devil drag up your past about what you used to be bound to and how you used to live and what you used to like. I'm going to tell you, sometimes when you're walking with God, you got to forget about all them old worldly songs you learned. Them old songs that remind you of times you were sinning. Don't be buying them CDs. Y'all don't want me to go. Y'all don't want me to get too practical with you, do you? Now, you've been delivered from that garbage. And when you got saved, you knew it wasn't right for you to listen to. Now you've been saved 20 years. Now you won't go back to it. No, you got to maintain a righteous standard. Don't compromise. Well, you know, ain't nothing wrong with it, you know. Now, I know all those songs wasn't bad and stuff like that, but you know the songs I'm talking about. Don't you have no favorite songs that's talking about sin? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If being right means being without you, I'd rather be wrong than right. That's of the devil, I'm telling you. That song was inspired by the devil. I know I got a wife and two little children depending on me too. No, me and Miss Jones is another one. Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on, and it's much too strong. See? And some of y'all ain't heard that in years, and look how it riled you up. I remember, Pastor. See, your flesh ain't but a minute from slipping back into that old stuff. You got to keep that flesh dead. Do I need to say anything else? You see what I'm talking about? See, that type of stuff take you right back into that old mindset. Take you down memory lane is a lane you ought not go down. You know, when God sanctify and set you apart, say you should be about your Father's business now. You ain't got time for that stuff out there in the world. All right, let's look at a couple of more scriptures here. Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to tell you, these scriptures bless my life immensely. Ephesians 4. Look at verse 17. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth, that means from now on, walk not as other Gentiles walk. Gentile just means non-Jewish. And that was the mindset of the people that Paul was writing to, because in their day, you was a Jew or you was a Gentile. You know, wasn't no in between. You either Jew or Gentile. If you wasn't Jewish, you was a Gentile. So he's saying, don't walk like other Gentiles or other people that's in the world. Now you are a child of God. He said, from now on, don't walk as other Gentiles walk, because how they're walking? In the vanity of their mind. The word vanity means the emptiness. They're walking in the emptiness of their mind, having the understanding darkened. You see what happened? When people embrace philosophies and lifestyles that are contrary to the word of God, it is because their understanding has been darkened. You know, the Bible says, don't be spoiled or robbed through philosophy and vain deceit, after the rudiments of this world and not after Christ. So there's a lot of teaching and false doctrines out there and winds of doctrine that are calling sin holiness and calling holiness sin. Right? So the devil is a perverted, you know, he's a god of perversion. He twists everything. There's a spirit in this world called Leviathan, which is a reptile-like spirit, like a crocodile. Leviathan twists the truth, and twists the truth so hard until a lie becomes believable. And when people fall under that spirit, it is very difficult for them to grasp the truth. And most people have that spirit working in them. It takes some time, a lot of deliverance for them to get free from it. Because it twists the mind and the thinking. It's so warped away from God's word that actually that person believed that they're right. And you can't reason with them. They won't reason. So that's why you got to hold fast to the truth.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Yeah,